Talking on the phone, Scott Trek's at work. The map on one of the Starbucks walls shows several continents. When you spread the world out, pin it to the wall, you take out all its bumps, contours, unknowns, inconsistencies. When Columbus laid out his world map on the sturdy table in his captain's quarters, his map didn't show him his crew's fears, terrible ocean squalls and rolling waves taller than the three little ships in his expedition, stacked one atop the other. When John Glenn walked on the moon, the maps in NASA headquarters didn't tell the consistency of the sand that he hit his golf ball off of. This world map focuses on longitudes and latitudes best suited for growing coffee, just one of Starbucks' many products. Our world is knitted together so tightly that we can enjoy foods from far away, foods that kings used to have difficulty procuring. Now we don't have to travel to a coffee zone to enjoy fresh coffee. This little girl is talking to her mother on her Apple wrist phone, the only person on the planet using wrist communication devices when I was her age, was a newspaper comic strip hero Dick Tracy. Kids have come a long way since the 1950s. What new technologies will come true in this little girl's lifetime? Will she see scientists grow and replace dysfunctional human organs? Will she be transported through time and space? Will her kids take their food in pills? Will her children be taken from her to be raised by the state? Will her world be without borders? Will there be offward colonies turned into travel destinations? This morning I'm reflective. It's good to have children in our world, but they have to grow up quicker than we did.